Om Shanti. Today we are very, very fortunate that we have with us our senior, respected Rajyogi brother Surya Bhai, the son, master son of knowledge. We extend a hearty welcome to him. Give him a big hand. And you know, many times in Murli it comes that there is the time will come when such children will emerge who will cook the food in Baba's remembrance. And Surya Bhai is the one such invaluable jewel of Baba's expectation, who filled Baba's expectation. He came here in 68, before the Brahma Baba left the body. 1 year before that, he came here and he started fulfilling Baba's expectation of the yogi souls who can cook the food in Baba's remembrance. And this is why till now he is looking after the kitchen complex in all the three complexes. So it is due to him that we enjoy every day the Brahma Bhojan, which helps us to keep all the day Baba's remembrance. And he is the one who receives every day so many calls and emails for the people email him to get the answer of their queries. And queries are like the health problem, family problem, business problem, and the spiritual effort. All kinds of queries people ask him, and he gives very, very satisfactory answer to each and everybody. So the very precious child of Baba is here, and today he is going to speak on the topic, the how to make the spiritual journey easy. So we welcome him once again and listen to him. Surya Bhaiji.
Om Shanti. So do you enjoy this cold weather? Enjoy? We are the master of nature, master of body. Yesterday in Murli, Baba was speaking one thing, very deep, very great. You might have noticed. I will little explain it before I mention what Baba mentioned. At the time of destruction, when nature will cause so many types of destruction, will create calamities everywhere, everyone will experience, will notice that probably this nature will destroy everything, including earth, at that time. Great yogi souls who had become the master of nature, master of self, will give order to the nature. Be silent. Stop. And nature will follow our command. It will become silent. So Baba was mentioning yesterday, you have to got right to control the nature, to give order to the nature. And for this, we will have to become the master of nature, master of body. Very separate feeling from the body. I'm separate. Body is separate from me. Such good feeling for long period of time will enable us to control the nature. So today's topic is very good. This spiritual journey is no doubt very easy and enjoyable. Do you enjoy this journey, this life? spiritual life. See, what a great fortune. When we wake up in the morning, first of all, we meet God. Right? As soon as we open our eyes in the morning, God comes in front of us. He asks us, how are you, child? Good morning, child. We are so fortunate. So it's in our hand to make this life journey, spiritual journey, enjoyable, very easy, very powerful. We have to make ourselves very strong. But I would say, first of all, two things. Why? This spiritual journey becomes difficult, complicated, hard to many. I know. In 1985, just one example, in 1985, for the first time, youth rally was organized in India. Many youths from different cities of India has to move on foot, have to go in different villages, cities, and to give Baba's message. At that time, the number of youth in India, youth means Kumar and Kumari, bachelors, their number was 85,000. And now, when I see how many are left out of them, how many survived, so I can say maybe 10% only, 90% gone, left Baba. Now, the number of Brahmins is around 10 lakhs. 1,000 million? 1,000 million. And 10 lakhs have left Baba in entire history of Yajna. Why? We have to work on this. We have to churn this. Why this beautiful life? Why this yogic life, pure life? This journey becomes difficult. What are the reasons behind that? Would you speak? Would you answer? Bad company? One reason. You are right. Pardon? Not good yoga. Not good yoga. Not good. No Siddhimat. Many ways thought. Less of self, respect and experience, lack of faith, Maya. Maya is very powerful, but not more powerful than Brahmins. We are more powerful than Maya. So, just count some region. First thing, yoga was not enough. Yoga was not powerful. They were not so much keen in Amritvela yoga. They were not very interesting in Daily Murli. Few things. Then, second phase, Maya, specifically impure feelings, pulled them out. Impure feelings. In the field of service, because of ego, mutual class did not allow them to enjoy this life. They left. I can see these regions. Even some souls, after following Baba's knowledge in 20 years, 25 years, 30 years, some cases are like this, they left Baba. It was the effect of Maya with them, but they were missing Amrit Vela and Murli. So I will discuss, I will keep few points in front of you, how to get rid of this Maya, how to enjoy everyday Amrit Vela and Murli, how to become egoless, free from waste things, so that we can enjoy our life, spiritual journey. I hope you had enjoyed Baba's meeting. How was Baba that day? How did you like him? What did you see in him? Ocean of love. He was ocean of love, giving love to his children. And specifically, he insisted, you should have zeal and enthusiasm in your mind to become perfect now, full and perfect. Full in all treasures, and then perfect. Spread these waves in Brahmin family that this is the time to become perfect very soon. Otherwise, if we are careless now, time will compel us to make intense efforts. But at that time, we would not enjoy that efforts. Now, we can enjoy this spiritual effort. Now is the time. This can become a big enjoyment for us. So let us make yoga an enjoyment. So few things in front of you. For Amrit Vela. Everyone enjoy Amrit Vela? Or you feel sleepy. Some feel sleepy. Some don't enjoy. Sometimes we enjoy, other time we don't. It's with everyone. For me, I can say, today I enjoyed, yesterday half enjoyment, day before day 100% enjoyment, like this. So some yukti we must know, and in order to enjoy yoga practice, we must know at least 8 practices of yoga, 8 type of practices of yoga, so that from time to time we can do different practices of yoga, then our mind will not feel boredom. It will enjoy the yoga. So first about Amrit Vela. Before going to bed, we must prepare ourselves for next day's Amrit Vela. This is very important. Very important. So everyone must spare at least 15 minutes. Not 1 minute only. That sit in the bed, say, Baba, good night, I am going to sleep, and that's all? Not like this. 15 minutes. Can you spare? So I give you a program. What to do in those 15 minutes? First practice. Practice five forms. Five forms. I hope you know five forms. Once, twice, thrice. You can do it in 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 2 minutes each time. Then, go to Baba in subtle region. Shake hand with him. Say good night, Baba. Then, give your chart of whole day to him. Keep everything in front of him, good or bad, both things. Just he is my supreme friend. Tell him everything, whatever you want to tell him, very friendly. Not out of fear. Not with this feeling that he will punish you. He will never punish you. He is our friend. Good friend. He smiles always. He encourages. He inspires us. Then, give him thanks in 3 minutes at least. Not just like this, Baba, thank you very much. Not like this. Remember, what Baba has given to me. I give an example. See Bab Dada in front of you and talk to him this way. O ocean of knowledge, my God friend, you have given me complete knowledge. You have enlightened my heart. You have given me divine intellect. You have fulfilled all of my desires of many births. You have given me the fruit of my bhakti. So with true heart I offer thanks to you again and again, again and again. Just lost in his love. You can talk to him this way for 3 minutes. You have given me many powers. You have given me power to conquer over this Maya. You have given me many blessings. Many, many, many thanks to you. This way. And feel that I am back in this body. And invoke Bab Dada. Invoke him down and feel that Bab Dada both are coming slowly and slowly to me. He reached to me and then sleep with him. Sleep with him. We both are sleeping together. Feel it. It will become the best preparation for next morning Amrit Vela. We must know our last thought will become our first thought. Our last feeling will become our first feeling. Right? Then, one another thing. You need not to Use alarm watch, alarm clock. Make your brain a alarm clock. Feed 5 times a thought into your brain. I will wake up at 4. I will wake up at 4. 5 times. No, at that time. That time when you are sleeping. Make your brain an alarm. And for this is the best method. Give this thought to your subconscious mind that tomorrow morning I will wake up at 4 o'clock. I will remain very fresh. With freshness I will wake up at 4 and you will experience mind will click you, brain will awake you in the morning. Because if you use alarm clock, then sometime mind is not fresh and we don't enjoy. We push the button and sleep again. Then, good morning to Baba. And very important thing, just please understand it. Use this method every morning. First of all, in first 10 minutes, we have to charge ourselves with powerful thoughts. I am giving you some thoughts. You can make your own thoughts too. Just with true heart, with open mind. Or, I would say one thing, if you are alone in your room, just do your hand like this and say, I am the most fortunate soul in the world. Yes, I am the most fortunate soul in the world. 5 times. Your tension, all strain of the brain, everything negative, will end. This is such a powerful practice. Second thought. I am most happy person in the world. In this world, no one is as happy as I am. Most happy. I am content soul. I am the richest person in the world. Do you accept that you are the richest? Richest? Richest in all treasures. Rich people of this world are not happy. They don't experience peace. They are not content. They are not blissful. They are not in front of God. We are the richest in the world. Then start thinking, I am the Master Almighty. Most powerful soul. I am more powerful than Maya. Maya is not powerful. I am more powerful than Maya. If you say again and again, oh, Maya is very powerful, Maya is very powerful, it means you are giving power to Maya. Your vibrations are going to Maya. It is becoming more and more powerful. Always keep in your mind, I am more powerful than Maya. I am Master Almighty. Now two things are with us. Realize it. We are powerful and the most powerful Almighty is always with us. So when we both are combined, nothing is more powerful than us. Right? Then think this way, I am a victorious jewel. I am a great yogi. I am a stable mind. Now, I also make you realize what people think wrong. Oh, my yoga is not so good. What is the use of getting up Amrit Vela? I don't enjoy yoga, so let me sleep. If you say my yoga is not good, I am not a good yogi, it's very negative thought, wrong thought. Say in the morning, I am a great yogi, and you will become a great yogi. Success is my birthright. Give this thought to yourself. My life is stress-free. My life is obstacle-free. These are the thoughts. Now, I hope you understand. Our morning time's thought will make our life accordingly. If you say, oh, success is not in my fortune, so success will go away from you. Now, I am the master of this time. I am the master of fortune. I have got blessing from Baba, blessing of success. Success will come to me. So morning time, 5, 7, 10 minutes, we have to create such powerful thoughts in our mind. They will give very powerful energy to us, to our mind, to our brain. They will make our fortune very elevated. And all blockages will open. All barriers will be removed. You will see that Baba has opened the gate of success for you. Gate of great fortune for you. Did you like this? Such thoughts. So your laziness, drowsiness, sleepy feeling, end. But do like this. I am this. As if you are speaking so loudly, this universe is listening. Entire universe. Let this universe, this nature listen. I am the most fortunate in the world. Right? Now, Amrit Vela. Just you can divide Amrit Vela into 4 or 5 parts. Amrit Vela. First thought, make them first thought. In first 10 minutes. You can do another time too. No problem. 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock you can do, but I would say that once a day you must charge yourself with these thoughts. It is like to remind these thoughts to self that we are great. Our fortune is great. We are very powerful. Maya is nothing. Its kingdom is going to destroy now. Let it finish now forever. Such thing, such good feeling. Because what is the secret? Our brain, understand it. In our brain, lot of knowledge, wonderful knowledge, and lot of powers reside there. Our brain, you can say, is a big computer, supercomputer, or you can say supreme computer, in which entire knowledge entire powers are just filled in it, recorded. We have to activate it. We have to activate it only. And these thoughts will activate it. And you will see entire knowledge of cycle. Try to understand what I am going to say. Whatever we all had done in 84 births, whatever we studied thousands of years before, everything is here. It is recorded in our conscious, in our subconscious mind, in our unconscious mind. By creating these energetic thoughts, we stimulate them, activate them. And we will experience, we are knowledgeful, we are most powerful. We know everything, we have got entire power. Just as God is Almighty, we are also very powerful, like Him, Master Almighty. So to Amrit Vela, divide into 4-5 parts. First, practice 5 forms again. This 5 form practice is a wonderful practice. I remember, you don't know that. First of all, in a avyakt part, in Om Shanti Bhavan, Baba spoke about 5 form in front of double foreigners. First of all, I think it was maybe the year of 91-92, I don't remember exact year. First of all, I heard, practice 5-4. And then I started it and I enjoyed it very much. So actually practice of 5-4 will give you best enjoyment of this spiritual life. And I can say on the basis of experience, a Brahmin who practice 5-4 at least 5 times in the morning, 5 times evening night. You can use only 15-15 minutes or 10-10 minutes for it. You will never feel bored in life. Always this spiritual life will remain entertaining life. Yoga will become the subject of great interest to you. So first, 5-4. It's the reminder of the self. Second practice, go in soul world and practice powerful yoga. Powerful yoga means, we are just visualizing Almighty, nothing else. Do it now for a minute. Just visualize Almighty in soul world. Oh, this powerful yoga. You can do it for 1 minute, 2 minutes, then 5, then 10 minutes. And very good method to enjoy powerful yoga, I keep in front of you 3 methods of powerful yoga. Feel that I am soul here. Then I am peace house. Not only that I am a peaceful soul, I am peace house. When we call ourselves peace house, then we have to visualize rays of peace from each part of my body, from hair, from hands, from forehead, from eyes. And you can give a color to peace. It's light blue, sky color. sky colorful rays are spreading out from me. I am peace house. First thought and visualization. So in order to enjoy yoga, just remember these two words, good thought and visualization. Then go in soul world, see there Baba, ocean of peace. Then his rays of peace are coming down to me, sky color rays. His rays of peace are coming down to me, is spreading out. So what you can do? If you want to enjoy this for 5 minutes, repeat this thought and experience for 1 minute. Then again, repeat those thoughts, experience for 1 minute. So in 5 minutes, you can create same thoughts for 5 times. Thus your mind will not run here and there. Then after doing some practice, you will see that you need not to create thoughts again and again. Just once you created thought and started experiencing his rays are coming. Just visualize rays are coming. This is one practice. By this practice we can give the vibrations of peace to the world. Second practice. I am an angel of purity. Visualize yourself in angelic form. Angel of purity. Purity is given white color. So from my each part of the body, white vibrations are spreading out, white. Visualize it. Then in soul world, ocean of purity. Then his white rays are coming down to me. Enjoy this fountain of white vibrations. Same technique. You can repeat these thoughts. In order to enjoy yoga, we must know, don't stop your thoughts, but create good thoughts in mind. Don't stop the thoughts, create good thoughts, and you will find after some time, automatically mind is silent. Third practice. I am Master Almighty. To might we can give red color. Red rays are spreading out from us. In soul world, Almighty Baba is there. Visualize him. Then his rays are coming down to me. Feel that this powerful fountain is coming down to me. This way, you can enjoy powerful yoga in 4 ways. Go in soul world, be with Baba, or experience rays. 3 types of rays. Then, third part of Amrit Vela, go to subtle world. Feel that Bap Dada is standing in front of me. He put his hand of blessing on my head. and he is giving blessing to me. Let us experience it now. Feel that I am in subtle region. There is white light everywhere. This is the world of angels. Bap Dada is coming from a far distant place towards me. In his forehead, Shiv Baba, Almighty, shining. He came to me. He put his hand of blessing on my head. And he gave a blessing. Oh, great child, be Master Almighty. Become Bap Saman. Be perfectly pure. Become the destroyer of obstacles. He is giving drashti. Om Shanti. Every morning once this experience must come to us. You can receive Baba's drashti every morning. You will experience it as if Baba is standing in front of me. Not imagination, practical. Then give sakas to the nature once in a day, in the morning. Give sakas for 5 minutes to the nature. Vibrations of purity to the nature. Because nature has sustained us in all 5,000 years. Nature has given us everything. We are very thankful to this nature. It gave us water to drink. It gave us air to breathe. Suppose nature asks us, I don't give you my air for a minute only. What will happen? He stopped giving air for 1-2 minutes only. Everyone will die. And we don't feel that nature has given us such a wonderful thing to survive. So, now give return to this nature. Our purity is the real strength of nature. Our purity is the real food for this nature. Our purity purifies the nature. So pure souls are the blessing for nature. So give at least five minutes, pure vibrations to the nature. Then, chit-chat with Baba. Next part of Amrit Vela, talk to him. Freely, friendly, open your heart in front of him. Experience, I am separate from the body. Two points you can remember every morning in order to enjoy Amrit Vela. Baba is saying again and again that I come down to each and every child. I observe everyone. So have a thought that Baba will come to me and will watch me what I am doing. If I sleep, then what will happen? Baba is standing in front of me and I am sleeping. One thing. Second thing, I have to do such a powerful yoga so that powerful vibrations spread in entire world. So that the miserable souls become happy. So that the peaceless souls become peaceful. Create these two thoughts. Then comes Murli. We have to enjoy Murli. I give you few suggestions how to enjoy Murli. Do you enjoy Murli every day? You love Murli? Love with Baba means love Murli. Murli is the blessing of God to us. It's a powerful food, powerful nourishment of God to us. It's a big thing for us. So we must give value to the Murli. I don't know you can go every day in the class or not. You read at your home. Reading Murli is also good, but when you are here, and when someone is giving Murli, and you are just listening, two practices everyone has to do. One is, I am soul sitting here in the forehead, listening Murli through my ears. You can do this practice 5 to 10 times during Murli. It will enable you to inculcate Murli in life. Second practice, I am an angel. I am lighthouse, mighthouse, angel. From me, powerful vibrations are spreading. Just sit in such feeling and listen to the Murli. Listen Murli with full intoxication that God is talking to me. It's not lecture of God, but it's the chit-chat between soul and God. So God Himself is talking to me. He's reminding me few things. So whatever Baba says, experience it at the same time. It will give wonderful enjoyment, real joy of life, real joy, supersensuous joy. Morally is also a great thing. That 1 hour is a great period for us. This Murli enables us to create elevated thoughts. Murli gives us the solution of our problems. It's the Murli which makes us stress free. It's the knowledge, the nectar, which make us immortal. So then at least keep 2-3 points in your mind for whole day. Now I would come to Maya. You like this word, Maya? No one likes Maya. We are the victorious over Maya. So specifically, ego, anger, and sex lust. 3 vices, weakness. First of all, I will speak few things about impurity, sexual feelings. Because hardly in our classes, our class teacher speaks about this subject. Some psychologists in the West, they have given some wrong information to human beings, psychologists. And one out of them was Freud. Have you heard the name of Freud? He was a famous psychologist at that time, and his principles are followed up to now. Entire psychology, psychiatric department is based on his principles mainly. And he mentioned that sex lust is like appetite. It's very natural. If you become pure, it's unnatural practice. So all doctors believed that sex lust is a hunger of a person. We have to satisfy it. And what had happened? This entire world was caught up by this. Okay. For 3 minutes, feel Baba's rays. So the information given by psychologist created the wave of impurity on this planet. It became a part of Western culture. Then it came to India too. And now entire world has become vicious. Baba has given us true light, so we must know. I suggest to you few yukti methods to become very, very pure, perfectly pure. One is detachment from the body, practice of bodilessness. I am a soul, I am the master of this body. Just first practice, I am self-sovereign. Master of this body. Master of mind, intellect and all sense organs. So one practice we have to do every day, any time, morning, evening, day, Just listen first and we will practice. I am a pure soul sitting in forehead, supremely pure soul. From me, pure vibrations are spreading in my brain, in my whole body, purifying my all sense organs. Let us do this practice for a minute. I am supremely pure soul. Visualize yourself. Point of energy, point of purity, pure energy. From me, white vibrations are going to my brain, my brain is becoming full of white vibrations. These pure vibrations are spreading in my whole body, Om Shanti. It will give pure energy to brain, to body. It's very important that every day we must give this pure energy to our brain, because lot of impurity is here in our brain. Brain has become a storehouse of impure energy. We have to purify it. Second practice, just these two practices. When you see others, we have to see all the time to many human beings. Keep a thought in your mind that I have to give pure vibrations to them. To whomsoever I see, I have to give pure vibrations to him or her. And we must know that only the power of yoga will purify us. If our yoga is not good enough, impurity will pull us. Sexual feelings of the body will pull us. So I can say, for a successful Brahmin life, 4-hour yoga every day must be practiced. 4 hours yoga. We need not to sit for 4 hours. You may sit for 1 hour only. 3 hours yoga in actions. Yoga in your local job. Yoga while cooking. Specifically, during Amrit Vela, up to 8 o'clock, our yoga chart must become more than 2 hours. Amrit Vela time, from 4 to 8, our yoga chart must become more than 2 hours. One another big opportunity to everyone. We all have to cook our food. You all cook your food? How much time every day you have to give for cooking? 1 hour, 2 hours, 2 hours. Normally 2 hours every day. At that time, just 2 practices. You will enjoy it very much, and 2 hours will become your yoga hour. I am supremely pure soul. Just keep repeating it. I am supremely pure soul. I am supremely pure soul. So what will happen? From our eyes, pure vibrations will go to the food, to water, milk, tea, everything. And it will do wonders. Second thing, you have to invoke Bap Dada in your kitchen. Baba, please come down in your own kitchen. This is your kitchen. Come down. And feel, visualize that Bap Dada came in my kitchen. He is helping with me. He came with thousands of his arms. He is helping me. You will enjoy it very much. Keep talking to Baba. Baba, I make this, you make this. I cook this, you please cook this. You do this for me. Enjoy such chit-chat. So, when you go in your kitchen, make your mentality that this is not work, this is enjoyment for me. What happens to many? They go to job, being tired they come back to home, and when they think, oh, now I have to cook, attention, stress, tiredness, oh, now I have to cook, what is this life, whole day I have to work, I am tired. Now, change this thought. Now I have to go in my kitchen, God's kitchen, it's Baba's kitchen. I have to prepare Brahma Bhojan for him. Baba is waiting for my Brahma Bhojan. Let me cook it with very love. And with this feeling I am supremely pure. Think that is the time to remove entire tiredness. I have to become fresh in kitchen. Kitchen will make me fresh. Kitchen is the place where I will enjoy powerful yoga, powerful feelings. Do you like these thoughts? So then you will enjoy, it will become good yoga. But not just rushing, always quick, I have to do this, time is very short, always seeing watch, oh, now it's only 15 minutes. No, this watch creates tension. Don't keep watch in your home everywhere. Being relaxed, enjoy everything. This way, 4-hour yoga is easy. Second thing, ego and anger. Just briefly, I would say 2-3 things for them. In the morning, as I was speaking for good thoughts in the morning, if you experience that you get irritated, that anger sometime emerge in your mind. 3 thoughts in the morning. For 21 days only, you can make this experiment. In the morning, I am victorious jewel. I am free from anger. And third thought, my mind has become completely peaceful. I am absolutely peaceful. I am peaceful. Say this way to yourself, I am peaceful. I am peaceful. So, power of peace will emerge and power of anger will merge. This is the best method to conquer over this anger, ego. First, keep a thought in mind that I have to become egoless. And beautiful method Baba has given to us, whatever you have, wealth, good intellect, good health, good family, good job, good children, everything is the gift of Baba. Whatever I got in life, it is Baba's gift to me. It will make us egoless. So this way, we can enjoy our spiritual life, yoga, enables us to enjoy this life, to empower us to become victorious. And sometime what happens? Some problems come in our life. They make us depressed. Some problems, they take long period of time, 6 months, 1 hour. They make us very weak. So always keep few things in your mind. Never lose self-confidence. A person who loses self-confidence, it means he accepted defeat. We have not to accept defeat. We are victorious. Self-confidence is a great thing. I would suggest you two more things in order to solve all problems of the life. From last 6 months, I am teaching people to solve their problems, this one yukti only, and that is, in the morning, remember, I am Master Almighty, 21 times. I am Master Almighty. I am Master Almighty. Or you can note down. You can note down. And then, at the end, create that thought what you want. Suppose there is a problem in front of you. You can create such thought, I am free from this problem. This problem finished forever. So this might will solve that problem. You can do it for 7 days, or if problem is big, for 21 days. Very good experience of one thing, cases of depression. Cases of insomnia, sleeplessness. 2 cases. They come to me. I just suggest them simple thing. At night, when you finish your work, you go to bed, sit in silence, start writing, I am a great soul. 108 times. I am a great soul. And depression will end. You will enjoy sound sleep. Many have got well. Many. They left taking pills. No more depression. Big, big cases finished in 21 days. Depression of 18 years. Depression of 20 years. Finished forever in 21 days. just by writing at night, I am a great soul, 108 times. A wonderful, a magical effect. So I notice that when we start writing, I am a great soul, I am a great soul, I am a great soul. So from soul, good energy goes to our brain. It opens the blockage of brain and that patient get well. This is the technology behind it. You can try with this. If you are suffered from waste thoughts, if sometime you find in your life that I cannot control waste thought, so I am suggesting in the morning, write, I am Master Almighty 108 times. Write down it. I am Master Almighty. And you will enjoy it very much. You can see it when you are in Madhuvan. Start writing, I am Master Almighty, I am Master Almighty, and see your feeling. And at night, I am a great soul. Write it for 21 days, and that storm of waste thought will become silent. So this is the method. You have to enjoy this spiritual journey. Okay? Now we finish this class and a powerful yoga for 5 minutes. Visualize Shiv Baba in soul world. Only Shiv Baba, nothing else. Very clear vision. Almighty shining in soul world. Om Shanti. Thank you.